Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. How was your weekend, boys? Dell, what'd you do? You were late today. You barely got here in time. Lance was here way before you.
Shout out to Granny.
Oh, you think he got some this morning?
Shout out to Granny. That's awesome.
You think he got some Granny this morning?
I just want to tell the people how weird these two are. Mostly because John's like, oh, Lance beat you this morning. I'm like, yeah. So?
He dabbed him.
So?
He's dabbing right now.
So?
No, what do you mean, so?
Exactly,
Lance
so.
Lance beat you here this morning.
I don't race Lance.
That's right. No.
It doesn't bother me. It's okay.
Lance crushed you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And by the way, was Lance in the seat when the show started?
Yes.
He had to get up to put the AC down.
Yeah, so you still weren't available to talk.
Degrees. What is that's wrong with you?
Still
he was here way before you.
That's
preparing for the show.
Did he?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
So? Was he watching was he watching Netflix again?
Practicing left hand dabs. It's harder.
It is harder.
Yeah.
I'm going here. I'm tagging both of you.
I thought
in
it
this.
Was a left handed dab.
I'm tagging. See, we're practicing dabs in here.
Yeah.
I'm crushing you with dabs in here.
I'm gonna tag.
Congratulations.
You're destroyed today.
Congratulations.
It's not even 7:01, and you're destroyed already the whole week.
Let the record reflect. I'm not making a big deal about you, Del.
It's embarrassing.
Okay.
I'm not making a big
deal. Lance beat you here.
Okay.
Wow.
What a win for you, Lance.
It is. It's a big W. Look at him.
My pinky's up sipping my ice.
You look like AOC a little bit doing that.
Stop. I was wondering how you're going to subtly jackhammer that thing in.
Crime is rising because of bread.
Bread?
Stop saying the murder rates. And gun violence is up because people are...
Jean Valjean. It's out there in the
because
street.
You're saying Les Mis is in New York, like... People are shoplifting because of bread, so murders are happening.
What?
That's not how that works. Stop it.
Oh, Jean Valjean out there killing everybody. Oh, all right.
If I get this bread on 5th and 34th, you will see ciabatta is for me. What?
What?
Ciabatta is for me.
Oh.
Valjean, you just get regular bread. You don't have to have some type of rustic, you know, scratch-made ciabatta. That's a little much, Jean Valjean.
That is.
So, this weekend, my son, Snacks, it was his birthday. It was actually Alex's birthday Thursday. And then Snacks had a birthday on Saturday. He turned 12. And Alec ordered Sebastian a cameo for his birthday for $25.
Who paid for that?
At this juncture, even though Alec has saved up $500, somehow that $25 came out of my pocket. So I'm glad you reminded me to reach out to Alec today and get with his people, his mom, and get my money. Anyway, would you like to know who his cameo was from? It's a basketball player.
A basketball player?
$25 for a basketball player.
Why didn't he do a wrestler?
Well, that probably, because they're probably too expensive. That's a good question.
Really?
This basketball player,
could get like the Iron Sheik or somebody for pretty cheap.
No, Iron Sheik would be too much.
But you think so?
Don't get me on a cameo.
Okay, see, he's back.
I know, because now I'm like, huh.
$25 basketball. Is it a current player?
$25 basketball player.
Maybe not anymore.
I think he might be on a team. He used to be a Rocket.
Used to be a Rocket, and he might be on a team.
There's wrestling, you're right.
Yeah. He would have been better off with an old wrestler, I think.
Mick Foley at 75 is a little expensive.
Yeah, that is kind of expensive.
Jim Duggan. Is 75? Is there any
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
It's just $75. Is there any chance he's a lot? Is there any chance he's coherent when he does a cameo?
No.
I don't know a lot of these guys.
No.
Like, there's not a lot of wrestlers. There's only like Jim Duggan's one of the very few featured wrestlers.
A former Rocket that might still be in the league. I would say Luke Bamute, but I know he's in the league. I don't know. Who would it be?
Kurt Angle's only $100. Buff Bagwell's just $50. So it was Terrence Jones.
Snacks, how obscure.
Snacks loved Terrence Jones back in the day.
Oh,
yeah, he had a Terrence Jones jersey.
Oh.
That was his guy until about age
nine. Does Snacks hate the homeless too?
No, he's actually very pro. Well,
he's pro homeless.
Pro homeless, but
he's pro homeless.
He's very considerate about the homeless and stuff like that.
So he's not Javert.
No.
Okay.
No, he's not. No, not at all. Okay. He's more Team Valjean. And so Alec got him Alec wrote that my brother Sebastian is turning 12. It's his birthday. He was your favorite. You were his favorite Rocket. He bought your jersey. Like Terrence Jones had to think, well, somebody had a Terrence Jones jersey. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know that. And then at the end, he makes Terrence, he didn't make him in the script, not the script, but the little information. He goes, also, could you tell him at the end that Ray Allen is overrated? Because Ray Allen is his all-time favorite player.
Ooh.
So Snacks is his one-time favorite Rocket was actually at the very end said, and me and your brother Alex, well, it's Alec, but
right.
Me and your brother Alex think that Ray Allen is overrated. And I'm like, damn, that's so disrespectful.
Mm. And with Snacks, then it's just Snacks had a...
He liked it, but he's like, he's definitely not overrated. That's ridiculous.
So he had a bad day the rest of the day.
He liked.
So he beat Marty all day.
He liked to get from getting. You know, he starts next week. For me, birthday present for me, Jet Camp with Kimball Walker.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Kenny Smith stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, we're doing that next week, the 20th through the 24th.
You're doing Jet Camp.
Yeah, we had Kenny Smith on talking about it. Yeah, I signed up for it. I did get a reminder that it starts today, which concerns me since it says 20th through 24th. So I'm like, Jet Camp, are y'all even sure what the hell's going on here? You go to the website, there's not a ton of it. I've already signed up. I'm like, it was $89 for the week. And I'm like, you know, when are we getting times? Like, when are we getting a schedule of...
Well, you're like the NFL.
No, but it's different.
Well,
we're already remote.
Did this thing come together before the NBA decided we're going to have a bubble? Because when's Kemba going to be able to get on the video when he's got practice?
So that's what I find to be curious. They've got
the
full year.
Summer.
Kenny's got something where you can sign up for a full year of instruction. I'm thinking, maybe, but it ain't going to be with a whole lot of NBA players. I'm not sure what the Kemba Walker, like, that's kind of what I'm curious about. How are they going to get Kemba Walker on this thing? Is he really going to be given the instruction?
Or is it...
Now, what it could be is, it could just be it's been taped.
Well, he said on the show it wasn't going to be taped. It's going to be live instruction.
Well, we'll see.
You can actually interact with Kimbo.
I've been curious about that, too.
But that's like, interesting.
Kimbo's going to be on the course.
Well, Kimbo would be potentially... It'd be in the morning where Kimbo could be awake, but are NBA players going to be awake in the morning?
Well, they're in the bubble, not doing anything. Not doing
sleeping.
Stuff like they usually do.
Oh, doing stuff.
Yeah, they're not going to be doing stuff all True. Night. Like James. True. Well, James is probably still doing stuff because he's not around.
Yeah, if you missed it, D'Antoni said James and Russ will hopefully be there midweek. Hopefully. So are we? It's safe to assume they both have Rona? Because what could keep them away for so long?
I don't know. What's keeping Greinke away? He's just being Greinke.
Well, that's Greinke. So is James just being James? But the strip clubs aren't even open, so James can't just be James.
Oh, I think James has probably got a personal strip club open.
Oh, the strip clubs are open.
They're open?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right down the street from me it is. It's not supposed to be. I'm not snitching
well,
on them.
Well, it's...
But they 100% are. I saw everybody leaving when I was coming into work.
It's a restaurant now.
Restaurants stay open until 6 in the morning?
Well, have you ever gone for a late night snack? Yeah.
I've got
Cat's Deli. Is this open all night.
Waffle House doesn't close.
Yeah.
Well,
International House of Pancakes.
I'm not sure this is breakfast.
Denny's.
Do they serve you in clear heels?
Have
you ever seen anyone serve you in clear heels in an IHOP?
I haven't been to a Waffle House in a long time.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm sure Tiger got
served that way.
Yeah, that's probably. But he's one of the only ones.
Right.
Yeah,
his Waffle House.
Yeah.
Or Perkins.
Perkins. The one in Waffle House.
Well, Perkins is a step up, isn't it?
You could have had somebody that was a 7, maybe.
You could have had somebody from Del
Frisco's. You could have had a 7 at a Perkins.
No, really?
Maybe. I mean, it's possible.
You think?
You don't know what's going on.
I think Tiger was just like, hey, this is convenient. I'm pretty sure. It was right around the corner from his house. Tiger didn't give a F. Okay.
No,
nothing.
Never does.
He didn't give.
Never does.
No. By the way, Tiger playing this week. You excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives you something to watch.
Gives me something to watch. Well,
too.
Are you gonna? Yeah, are you gonna bet on? Are you gonna bet on Tiger?
No, because there's always the worst odds on Tiger.
Well,
but when he comes on the scene, other people get better odds.
Yeah, except Bryson DeChambeau will be the favorite. But
yeah, he'll be the favorite. But by how much? Do you think?
Yeah.
You think Tiger will be the second favorite?
Because
the general public will play Tiger Woods.
Tiger will be up there, third or fourth. Tiger will be up there. That's for sure. Yeah, you can't put Tiger too low because he'll crush you. The bets will come in and crush them if he happens to win.
Yeah, there's no
odds yet. They'll be up. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. Rest in peace, Kelly Preston.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
57-year-old actress dies of breast cancer.
Yeah.
She passed away yesterday. She was married to John Travolta.
Yeah. She was a beard
for a while.
She was a beard for years.
It's unnecessary. Oh, where's your gavel?
I know it's in the other room. I gotta wait till a break. It's argumentative. That's speculative, Your Honor. By the way, speculative. I know you've seen this. I don't know if you've seen it, Dell, but I'm on the last episode of the Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh yeah. It's good.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
That Filthy Rich is absolutely unbelievable how much juice that guy had through money. This just goes to show you, at a certain level, when you get a certain amount of money and you get a certain amount of connections, and then it's you at some point while you're watching this documentary, and I'm, like I said, three episodes in, the fourth one to go, you realize, okay, money can only take you so far. When it comes to the stuff he was involved in, money can only take you so far. This is now political connections, or really, it's holding people's head over a barrel. You're basically saying, they're basically where if he goes down, I could go down, so we got to get this guy off.
We better get this done. I just finished episode 2 of Outcry. Have you watched Outcry, Dale?
No.
Wow.
Is it?
Wow.
No, it was released on Showtime, though,
It's
right?
Showtime, yeah.
So how are you, episode 2? It's not...
Well,
it's every week.
I got Showtime.
Right, but is it every week or you don't binge it?
I thought it was all done. I didn't.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. All I know is I've just said Outcry and I watched the first 2 episodes. But it is now there's the opposite. When you don't have any money and you have a crappy lawyer, crapola lawyer. Then and who can't figure anything out, but your appellate lawyer is pretty damn good. So it's really good. It's so hard to watch though. So hard to watch.
To answer your question, Lance, it's week by week. John's watched first 2 episodes because first episode was July 5th. Second episode was last night.
Oh really?
So it's every Sunday, yeah.
Oh, it's already. Well, somebody told me a couple weeks ago that they'd already watched the first 2.
Well, maybe. Sometimes we'll release the first 2 to tease you, to get in, and then do it in their normal week by week. But yeah, it's apparently a week by week.
If I'm the big detective in this one, I'm not feeling good about myself because he's on the stand right now and it doesn't look good for him. It's really, really bad. 713 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about something really, really good. And that's Chastang Ford. And that's my people over there, Patrick and Joe and all the great people over at Chastang Ford. And the key to this whole thing is it's so ridiculous with the 84 months of 0%. And they've got plenty of new vehicles. And if you're like, well, we've heard John Clay Wolfe say, they stopped production. Well, I don't know. They didn't stop production for Chastang because he said, I talked to Patrick and he said, man, I got plenty of trucks. Tell everybody to get over here. I got plenty of cars. I got the Expeditions, the Explorer Sport is as good an SUV, smaller sport SUV as you'll find in the market, period. You can put up all of the big name brands. It is as good as any of them, any. So if you're looking for that great Ford car truck with 84 months, nothing down, 0% financing and no payments for 6 months. This is the time to buy, people. You want to get rid of that car that you're in now with those high payments. Get in with lower payments. That's the first thing I'll ask, is where you got to be. It's all at Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Join the Chastang family. You can also do everything online at ChastangFord.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Astros are 34 and a half wins right now. Is that where they started? 34 and a half minus 130.
That's where they started.
Yeah. I like it. 10 games over? I like it.
Yeah,
I mean, if they have a pitching staff.
Well, right. No Urquidy, no Josh James.
Or no one could work out yesterday because.
Yeah, no one. But who cares? Nah.
Well,
we ain't worried about it.
They all have the Rona, then.
We ain't worried about it. Well, wasn't it just another case of we can't get any because they're
sick? No, someone came in contact with. Someone who was a part of the organization came in contact with someone who outside the organization who had the Rona, possibly, and they came in contact with the Astros pitchers, so none of them could work out yesterday.
Why do we feel like if. And it was funny, though, Dusty, the question was, you know, okay, so what happens when somebody, we don't know yet. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know yet? What do you mean you don't know yet? How do you not know yet?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Look, there's got to have the contingencies really locked in.
There's a tournament going on right now where, like, yesterday morning, Toronto and D.C., the MLS tournament, they didn't play because they had a presumptive positive and then an inconclusive. So one team showed up to the field to play. The other team was like, we're still discussing if we want to play or not. So that team didn't ever show up. So they postponed the game. Turns out neither player was actually positive. It was all false positive. So now they're going to play today because they postponed it. This is the world we're living in where players are like, I'm not sure if I want to play. So they had to postpone a game. And then they're going to play today because no one's positive.
Are we seeing athletes dying? Is there really? I don't know.
I mean, I get it, but you know what is different is that when you see things like the basketball tournament, which is going on in this country, and it's very you are seeing it on ESPN. I mean, it's on. The first time I saw it was when I was on vacation in a hotel room. Coming back from Colorado, and we saw it, and I just assumed naturally that it was a replay from, you know, last year or whatever. And then on this show, I found out, no, that's actually going on now. And so I've kind of paid a little bit of attention to it. And a tournament is going on. It's $1 million winner-take-all tournament, $1 million. The coaches get like a dollar a piece. And they play. They play on a regular basis. They're in a bubble. Everything.
Well, and here's the thing. It's because at the first games, if you won, you went to the good hotel. And if you lost, you went to the crappy hotel.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah. And you come up through the loser's bracket.
It's amazing when you're hungry and you need the money.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
So you have to bring your everything, all your gear, and you got to get out of your hotel room every game because you might be going to the crappy hotel or going home.
I would not change hotels a whole lot. Well, unless it's eliminated.
Well, right, but I'm going to bring my stuff in case I get to go to the good hotel.
Yeah, right. But I mean, to me, I wouldn't flip a bunch of hotel rooms. Of course, if no one's in them, then that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, if no one's in them, it doesn't matter anyway.
In comparison, PJ Tucker, when he found out that you couldn't, there's no longer going to be any dressing for the game. You have to dress in your gear for the game in your hotel. He goes, man, I don't really like that. Feels kind of like AAU basketball. It's not really the NBA.
It's just so, I mean, like,
I just couldn't, I can't, I was like, well, wow. He's like, it don't feel like the NBA because I can't get dressed up.
It don't feel like the NBA because we're in the middle of a coronavirus. To, by the way?
A lot. He brought a lot of Jordan 1s.
Yeah. He brought like 60 pairs of shoes.
Yeah. I'm not sure what
do you need? Wait. 60?
Well, some of them are game shoes. Other, I know, but flexing.
Can't you get that delivered or something?
Well, I'm just going to. Can he also bring
a giant TV and a bunch of games?
Gotta play this video. I get that. You're there for months at a time. Yeah.
So listen, when you get a certain amount of money, and I don't care what race, I don't care what age, I don't care what anything, it's a socioeconomic thing. Once you expect this, once these are your expectations where you fly private on a jet, where you stay in this kind of place, where you get this kind of food, where you're treated like this. Just like, you know this, the wealthiest people expect the most stuff for free, especially athletes and entertainers.
Well, athletes always do, yeah.
And then they they expect stuff. The more money they make.
Well, and gangsters.
And the more they
like
get for free. Yeah.
Like Tommy.
Yeah.
Don't ask him to pay his bill.
No, no. So, I mean, look at Jordan. Had a gambling bill of whatever it was, 1.2. He's like, it's not going to pay it. Like, well, Mike, you're making like $33 million a year.
You got to pay.
Actually, at that time, he wasn't making $33 million. Well, he might have. I don't know what he was making with Nike. But anyway, the point is.
We'll see. And it's different.
Look at the differences when we're used to having everything on a silver platter and we're used to and then getting dressed at the hotel requires someone to go to social media and like, this is just,
I think he was being interviewed, one of those Zoom interviews, and he just said, it doesn't feel like the NBA. It feels like AAU because he has to get in his Rockets gear and then get on a bus for 15 minutes and go
like
to the game.
Does it also feel like AAU, does it also feel different and weird because you're doing a Zoom interview? Because that's the other thing. There's whole Zoom shows now.
Yeah.
Every show is a Zoom show. Everything, this is a pandemic. Play it out. Just play it out and don't comment.
Look.
Just play it out. That's all you got to do. I mean, these other guys are playing for, they're trying to get a slice of about it'd be about $90,000, but it's winner take all, and they're doing everything they can to keep that thing alive because they need them, they want the money.
Yeah, what the TBT had done before, if one player had tested positive on your team, everyone was out, so they just removed the team. So they had like four standby teams available. So they did what they could to minimize the risk, and now I think they're in the finals now, which will be on Tuesday tomorrow.
Who's in it?
I know Joe Johnson's team lost yesterday, Overseas Elite lost, so I'm not sure who's playing. I just know that Joe Johnson's team got knocked out. ISO Joe's done. Did you see Rondo is now out for 6 to 8 weeks after?
Yeah.
You know what? Mickey was like,
karma. Mickey.
What did I say about talking that noise? Mickey will always get you. 6 to 8 weeks for Rondo after calling the Disney Resort Motel 6, and now he's done.
Yeah, guess what you get?
Oh, he got that injury in practice, huh?
This is classic.
How about a Mickey bat to the hand?
Disney Resort
was stomping on his hand.
A Disney Resort
don't
is called
none,
a Motel 6.
Won't be none, Rondo.
Yep.
You know better. I mean, that's a perfect example of what I was talking about.
Right.
A Disney Resort, I'm not saying it's perfect. I've never even been to one. I know a lot of people, like Uncle Freddy goes every weekend, basically. I know how much they charge for those things. I've heard those stories. I mean, a Motel 6? Come on, Rondo. I'm sorry that everything's not with gold leaf all over the...
Yeah, no.
All
no.
over your.
They're used to 5-star hotels every weekend.
Oh no, Matt Thomas. So Matt Thomas would, he was the play by play announcer on the road. So he'd fly with the Rockets while we were doing a show together, and he'd tell me about the places they stayed. I used to call him Fancy Matt. Like whenever he had his fancy version, he'd go on the road and he'd tell us what the amenities were, what the food was like. Like trust me, they're extraordinarily spoiled.
Yeah,
there's no. And I'm talking about not just Rockets. Well, I mean, NBA players and really maybe baseball players. I don't know, but there's more of them. It's easier to do it for a smaller group of people to travel with. But I think athletes in general are going to be, they're used to. Now, football teams, I know they stay at the JW Marriott, the same one in the Galleria. It's a nice hotel.
It's fine.
It's a nice hotel.
No, but we stayed in fine hotels, not fine hotels.
Yeah. But the NBA stays at like Matt Thomas told me, man, they stayed in luxury joints.
No. 5-star places, absolutely. Not so much in football. But Tillman got the contract, right?
Yeah, the NBA, 6 of Tillman or maybe more of his restaurants, like Del Frisco's. I saw an NBA player saying, eating good tonight. He had a Del Frisco's bag.
Mm-hmm.
So Tillman's got that going.
Thank God they're able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Get their hands on
so nobody will be killed because no one's got to steal bread.
Stop.
Okay. Nobody's going to die in the bubble because you don't have to steal any bread there. So if you got insurance, when we come back, we haven't done this. The week one lines for the NFL.
Yeah, I just did an article about rookies of the year, offensive and defensive. We'll talk about some of the responses from the general public to my articles.
Well, and we'll also give you some...
It's different. It's different than it usually is.
We'll give you some week one lines and see which way we go, which way you want to go on them.
Sounds good. I know which way I want to go with TGS Insurance, and that's an immediate text. Now, I already did this, and I'm telling you guys right now, my savings was at $840. The average savings is $900. But I'm also a very virulent shopper when it comes to my homeowners and my auto insurance, and I was still able to save that much. I found out a few years ago, actually it was through TGS showed me this, and then I realized this is what's happening with my parents, is when you get a quote-unquote bundle with your home and auto, and they start giving you these discounts. Oh, you're a good driver discount. You got this discount. You got this discount. Oh, you got a paperless discount. All these discounts, you feel like, man, this is incredible. I get discounts. I'm bundled. This is super easy and convenient. And then what happens is for the first year, you're in good shape. And then once it goes past the first year, your rates go up. It happens every time. And then stay with them for about 5 years and watch what happens. See where your rates are right now. And for many of you, I'm talking to you, you've been doing this. Text money, the word money, to 232323. And find out what your homeowner's insurance could be. They've got A-rated insurance companies they aggregate, and they will give you your quote within 15 seconds. And you're going to find out just how much you are overpaying for your insurance. And yes, they can shop for your car insurance as well. So don't worry. Even if you have a quote-unquote bundle, they can take care of you. Put more of your money back in your pocket with A-rated insurance through TGSinsurance.com. Send the word money, text money, to 232323.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:30 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So week one lines are out. Texans and Chiefs, what you think they are?
Texans and Chiefs. I think I've heard this one already. It's at Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it 9.5?
It's 10 here today. Okay. I got 10.
I had heard that one for some reason.
I hadn't heard that.
That line. I feel like I had.
Which
I
way
had
are you going? 9.5. Right now. There might be some Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, it could be.
First game
of the
year.
That's a lot of points.
I mean,
I'm going to go Texans plus points. I'll go Texans and over to protect myself.
Well, what do you think the over is?
Oh, 54.5?
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
You knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
I hadn't seen a total.
54.5.
It's just a lot of Chiefs totals land around there.
Yeah. 54.5 is a big number, but with the Texans defense, I probably would go to, I'm leaning Texans too, but
35-21, you're over.
Yeah. 35-21 is also a loser.
Yeah, I know. That's why I would go over and Texans.
Well, they beat them last year in the regular season, although Mahomes was hobbled. And they weren't playing great at that time. I guess I would go Texans over too, I guess. No? You betting the Texans in the first week of the year?
No.
That's a pretty safe way to go.
Yeah, I'm not
I think that's the smart way.
I ain't doing that.
No, I like my money. I probably am going to stay away from it. Although 10's a lot of points. And you know what? The Texans played great last year in the opener against New Orleans at New Orleans. Man, there's some tough openers they're putting the Texans on. At New Orleans on a Monday night to start the season, and then at Kansas City. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, sir. Thanks for the 0-1 starts. Although the Texans looked great in that opener last year. They did have DeAndre Hopkins. They don't have him. Jets and Bills, who cares? Raiders at Panthers. What do you think that line is?
Raiders at Panthers. It's Teddy Bridge.
New coach.
I'm going to say Raiders won.
1.5.
Raiders?
1.5. Yeah. I could see that. I can see that. Bears at Lions.
Bears will be a small favorite. Bears 2.
Bears plus 1.5.
Okay. I like the Bears this year, by the
way. I do too.
I think this is the year the Bears are going to surprise people. I like them as a shot to win the division.
You like Foles?
I think if Foles just doesn't Trubisky it up, they could win. Just, you know, just steer the ship is all Foles has to do. Don't turn it over. Convert third downs on 3rd and 3. You know, it's just like the little things that turn losses into wins. I think there's a difference. You could have plus 3 wins if he just plays average football quarterback.
Because
Their defense is, you know, salty.
So, yeah, still salty.
And I think David Montgomery would be a better running back this year.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
Tampa at New Orleans. NOLA, let's make them 6.5.
3.5.
Okay. Yeah, I think the...
Brady's going to... Until proves otherwise, Brady's going to get...
I could see 4.5. I can't see 3.5. That's too low.
Yeah, I think I would take the Saints in that one.
It depends on if Malcolm Jenkins is still mad. Oh, wait, he's not there now. Oh, no.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. He is there, yeah. Depends on if Malcolm Jenkins is still mad at Drew Brees.
Well, he's not mad at Deshaun Jackson, really, just per se, but
no. He came out over the weekend, had a video, just said, come on, guys, we got to focus on what's
going on. Yeah, we got to stay focused.
He shouldn't have said it. Whatever. Get back on the other thing. What other thing? Social justice? No, Drew Brees.
Well, no, I don't think he said get back on Drew Brees' ass. I'm pretty sure he didn't say that. Chargers at Bengals.
I mean, Joe Burrow's the greatest ever played, so Bengals minus 17?
No, Bengals are plus 3 in this instance, which is ridiculous. But I think I take the Chargers. I don't know.
It's a rookie, but you have Tyrod going, who it's not like he's been a long-time starter. I mean, it's been... They have a better defense. You got better weapons. I think that's more like a pick to me. That feels like a pick 'em game.
I think I might take the points at home. I'm pretty sure I would. San Francisco and Arizona at San Francisco.
Ooh. That total is probably about 52.5 in that neighborhood, 51.5.
46.5.
Yeah, it's because of the San Francisco defense. I expect
Arizona. And they're going to run the football.
I would say, I know it's going to be lower, but I would make it, okay, so on a neutral field, I would make that 4. I'm going to make it 7.
It's 7.
Okay.
San Francisco 7. Yep. The Bills are hosting the Jets in the lowest total of the week.
39.5.
No. The lowest total of the week is Pittsburgh at the Giants. No. Wow. Titans at Broncos. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. Lowest total of the week is Jets and Bills.
I'm going 39.5 in that.
It's 40.
Okay. So the Bills are going to be kind of a hot team this year with gamblers. The Jets are the Jets. And a neutral field, you got to make that about 5. You know what? I'm going to make it 7.5.
It's minus 6. Bills minus 6.
Yeah. I think the players would play that up.
I think the Jets are going to be improved some. I think Darnold's going to play better this year.
I think they could. He's still, who did they add? Denzel Mims, that's it. A wide receiver. They still have some offensive line issues, although they got one in the first round. So they got an offensive line. They got a receiver. It's a receiver for me who I think is maybe a wide receiver 3. I saw Jeff Gladney make him sad, so... I'm not a big proponent of Mims coming in and being a big factor right away. I don't think that's going to be the case. The Gase thing, man, they have not really clicked with Adam Gase, that team. Is Le'Veon Bell going to be a factor? See, Le'Veon Bell is a cautionary tale. And we've seen this before. We've seen it. It's not like this is the first time. But Le'Veon was all about the bag. That's all he was about. And so he got what he got in a deal, in a trade. And now he is not only unhappy, but unsuccessful. And he's on a team that it doesn't appear like they're going anywhere anytime soon. So there is something to be said. You are, you know, career earnings are important for a running back. They have shorter careers and all that. I get all that. But at the same time, sometimes there has to be a balance between, like, the way he went out in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh isn't going to overpay for a running back, drastically overpay. So that's understandable. But you definitely don't want to be with the Jets.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's not something you'd want for your children.
Mm-mm.
When I grew up, I wanted to be a Jet. You are a good person. You don't need to say that about yourself, Timmy. You need to be better than the Jets. At worst, be a Giant. Ooh. But I think you can shoot for
boring.
Much better.
Boring. Boring.
I think you can shoot for better. You can maybe be a Panther with Matt Rhule. Maybe you can be a Texan.
Well, okay. In the next 4 years, what team would you rather be on? The Panthers or the Jets?
Obviously Panthers. Panthers, not even, Panthers would be minus
well,
six.
But know this, Adam Gase won't be there anymore.
Yeah, but still, I like Joe Douglas and all, and my guy Rex Hogan is the assistant GM. I love Rexy, but I do think Gase, well, that whole organization. Yeah. This is why it always starts at the top. Just tell me what, when did the Jets have not been factors for, when's the last time when they had, you know, Parcells doing, like, when's the last time, or not, they were factors in.
When the Rex. Rex, they went to the AFC
Championship.
Yeah,
that's when I met Rex. But that was 2000. Oh, I guess since that time when he was on Hard Knocks, they have been, what, 2011?
Somewhere around there, probably. Yeah, but you know what knowledge is. Does Woody Johnson have, does he have knowledge?
Knowledge is power.
Thank you. That's the problem. I'm not sure Woody Johnson has knowledge.
I got to see when the last time the Jets were
a
significant factor.
Yeah, the AFC Championship.
7-9, 4-12, 5-11, 5-11. There's 10-6. They were second in the division. That's with Todd Bowles. And then they're four under Ryan, 4-12, 8-8, 6-10, 8-8, 11-5 was 2010.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan, the last time they were in the playoffs was 2010. Yeah, as an organization, I mean, they've had double-digit wins, what, two times since 2007? Since 2002, they've had double-digit wins one, two, three, four times. How many times have the Houston Texans? And I went back specifically to 2002. And that's the Jets. We're talking about a bad team, right? How many times?
Well, Texans have had double-digit wins twice under O'Brien, under Kubiak at least twice. Ooh.
Almost. Four times.
Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
That was a trap.
That was a trap game. That was a trap right there.
The last two, Bill O'Brien's done it the last 2 years, and then Gary Kubiak did it.
Right.
12-4 and 10-6.
Right. Oh, wow. I thought, wow, that doesn't sound, wait, the same as the Jets?
Yeah. How does that sound?
That doesn't sound like something I wanted to hear.
What about the Lions?
I need a pizza.
What about the Lions? What about the Lions? What do you think the Lions have done in that same time frame? We're just working off. We're going all the way back to Texans' inception, 2002. Because I would argue Texans had to overcome. Although they did have a good, they did have some good talent for being a startup franchise. They did have some pretty good talent on defense, the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still say, look, the Jets are ahead of the game, ahead of the Texans. For the Texans to have four wins. Or four times with double-digit wins to the Jets. Four, I think that says worse about the Jets.
Speaking of which, I saw D'Amico Ryans out this weekend.
Where'd you see him?
At a restaurant. Del Frisco's. Went to Del Frisco's Saturday.
Was he out there?
Night.
Way yeah. out distanced?
Well, I didn't sit on
Todd's lap. Were you socially distanced?
I didn't sit on his lap.
Were you socially distanced?
Well, no. He was at one table and I was at another one.
Were you socially distanced in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Did you eat through a mask?
No. That mask that opens up when you squeeze the trigger. Did you see that one?
I've seen that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
I don't like that.
I didn't use that. No,
that looks.
You got to walk in with a mask, and then as soon as you sit at your table, you get to take it off, and then you get to sit with your people.
How many double?
And D'Amico didn't sneeze on me or spit on me or anything.
Good,
right?
Good. Yeah. I like hearing it because he's a class guy.
No, he is.
He wouldn't do that thing. He's classy.
Yeah.
What do you think the Jets? How often have the Jets got double digit wins over the last since 2002?
You just told
us. Not the Jets, the Lions.
Oh, the Lions.
Yeah.
The Lions over the last 19 years, 18 years?
Yeah, since 2002.
Since 2002, I'm going to say double-digit wins.
Jets are four, Texans are four.
I'm going to say Lions twice.
That's right. Yeah. That's truly terrible. Really? 11 and 10. That's it.
How many times have the Patriots had double-digit
wins?
Listen,
the last time, dating back to 96, they've done it twice. Double-digit wins twice, dating back to 96.
Wow, that is really a bad organization.
That's really. They're low-key. I'd have to check
their
Browns.
They're low-key Knicks?
They're low-key the Knicks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's really, really bad.
And I mean, the Browns only came back in, was it 2000? No, it was 99 when the Browns came back, I believe. If you look at the Cleveland Browns, since they came back, which was the 99 season, their double-digit wins, it's pretty terrible. One.
Wow.
One. I take it back. It's still what we thought.
It's still the Browns.
The Browns have one double-digit win, one season with double-digit wins.
Wow.
Since they've come back in 1999.
That's really, yeah. Since, well, yeah. Two, though. I mean, they're
that's
fighting.
It's pretty terrible,
it's a scrap.
Yeah.
It's a scrap.
It is a scrap.
All right, 744 ESPN 97.5. It's a scrap when you're trying to sell your home, too. Well, listen, Jeff, his work required a lot of travel. He felt it was time to move closer to work in Louisiana. He heard about the Loken Group on the radio and listed their help to sell his LaPorte home. Once Loken's phenomenal marketing was engaged, it took only 2 days to get 7 showings and 2 offers, resulting in the home being sold for $2,000 over asking price. There's story after story after story after story. If you want to sell your home without the hassle and stress, to achieve top dollar for your home, you need an agent who can create an auction-like effect with buyers competing for your home and driving up the price. Honestly, when you make an offer on a home, it's always, well, somebody else has got an offer in here. So now all of a sudden it's, well, I really want this house. I got to pay. I will pay. I will pay. I will pay. And here's the deal, too. You can also, with the Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum, you can get an immediate cash offer. You can get an immediate cash offer. So basically, you go straight to sold. If he's not doing his job, he'll let you out of the contract free and clear. Okay? This is what's happening every single day. They will give you immediate cash offer. They will buy the home if they can't sell. They're going to sell it faster than everybody else. They just are better. All right? This is a friend you can trust. It is Lance Loken and his group, thelokengroup.com. THELOKEN group, GROUP, thelokengroup.com. You got to sell your house? These are the guys to sell it. 281-861-4624. 281-861-4624.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You see your boy Woj is in trouble.
I saw that.
So, apparently, there is a senator...
Josh Hawley from Missouri.
Yeah, Republican Missouri.
He sent out, I guess a press release went out from what I can tell. It was a press release went out, and it basically said the senator is, well, I see Dale's putting his headphones on. That's what it was. Because
he wrote a letter to the NBA. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and he responded, but it was in the form of, it was very well, like it wasn't an email. It was an entire letter that went out.
Had letterhead and all that stuff.
Yeah, why did he send that out to? What was the purpose of sending that out?
He was a grandstander. I feel like the whole thing was performative. He was saying, "Hey NBA, if you're going to let your players do the Black Lives Matter, the social injustice stuff, if any of your players wanted to stand up against China, would you let them do it? If they wanted to, you know, write blue lives or protect the blue or support the troops, things like that, would you let them put that on the back of their jersey?" And he supposed all these things that the NBA wouldn't allow people to do, as if there was a big, you know, push from the players to do certain things. And he was pretty much saying, hey, you're hypocritical, even though I don't think he even asked any of the players if they wanted to do that or not.
No.
But he just said, hey, look, why won't you let them do this? And then he got a response from Woj, and we all...
Yeah, and Woj just emailed him and said, F you. And then he
just
he grabbed the screenshot.
Reply, F you, send.
Yes. And he grabbed it, screenshotted it, and said, don't criticize China or express support for law enforcement to ESPN. It makes him real mad. And Woj just suspended 2 weeks.
Without pay.
Yeah.
And he's not going, obviously, to the bubble to go report on basketball.
At least not the first 2 weeks.
Will Woj continue to work?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of Woj.
No.
He's one of those uncancelable people right now.
He's Adam Schefter level.
Well, but you know, and ESPN is they're doing the right thing, because you can't bleep you to a senator, I guess. I guess.
Why not?
You really should not.
No, you shouldn't.
You work for a media entity.
Yeah. Mickey, don't play with
that. Should
that
not
word.
Be the level of like, Mickey, okay, here's the word. Bar.
He kind of deserved it, John.
We can say F you.
Well, it's not like Woj wasn't on the right side on this one, right? I mean, he was on the right side. So,
well, NBA Twitter thinks he was on the right side.
Right. He stood up. He probably did what a lot of NBA players wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he did it. And so Woj probably get, you know what? This 2 weeks that he lost this money.
Is the senator on the right side to broadcast a personal email? The Woj didn't go to Twitter and go F you. He wrote him back an email. Is the senator on the right side to do that?
Yeah, but he could send his own retort back.
Well, he can snitch.
He could send his own report back if you wait, are you talking about snitching or sending a letter?
The snitching.
Yeah, he's snitching.
Yeah, that's a separate conversation. You did snitch. I mean, it was a personal. You sent an email. He sent you one, unless he hit reply all, which I doubt he did. He probably just replied. So, yeah, there's a little bit of snitching going on. Woj knows he's got to respond better than that. Like, he's in a high-ranking position. He gets bread. Woj knows. He sent out an apology. There's a better way for him to handle it. ESPN's handling it the way they probably should. They're doing it. You aren't going to fire Adrian Wojnarowski. That's not going to happen.
No.
And yeah, it's performative in a way. I mean, you can, it's fine if that's your opinion and you want to put it out. I don't know what difference, like what the end game was for the senator. Well, I don't know what his end game was. He doesn't have
a team in Missouri. I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that they're just being hypocritical.
Well, no, but you could say that on, isn't that what Twitter's for? You have your opinions and you broadcast your opinions. Like, I'm just curious. I'm legitimately curious as to, what is his end game? Sending it out to people from, you know, let's say Sham Sharani, Woj, NBA.com, Adam Silver, whoever he sent it to basketball people.
Well,
what was he hoping that would happen?
Well, aren't you sending now on Twitter? I mean, we're directing it at Buster, we're directing it at Passan, we're directing it at Baseball Guy. Hey, just stop being a puss and go look into the Yankees. Let's go. And, you know, maybe that
was... Well, you even have a Rob Manfred Pinocchio nose on your avatar.
I do, because he's a liar.
Did you hear what happened over the weekend?
No.
David Gow suspended you for 2 weeks without pay. You're working for free today. You didn't get that email?
I did not get that email.
Well, he didn't suspend him. He's just docking pay, but he doesn't work.
What I get paid, it's like I'm working for free anyway, okay?
All right. Relax, P.J. Tucker. Oh, P.J. Tucker over there talking about... Oh, man, it's like I'm not even working. I'm not even getting paid over here.
he did. Hawley's letter to Silver, the senator, questioned why Free Hong Kong was not included for the jerseys. Come on, dude.
Yeah. It was performative. I mean, we know the deal.
Because we've already lost a ton of money, Hawley.
Yeah, well, but listen, while we criticized, these are stupid. What the commissioner let them write? Yeah. You can't let them write whatever they want because they might go there. You never know.
Nah.
You know, I'm on Hong Kong. So why would NBA, some NBA players might be like, I ain't getting nothing out of China. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm going to go free Hong Kong.
You know why? Because some of that China money might be going towards the league's overall basketball-related income.
Well, guess what?
You lose some of your own money.
LeBron be all over you. You put free Hong Kong on your jersey.
LeBron's not even writing a social justice message on his jersey. Neither is Anthony Davis. I would like to know for Senator Hawley, like, I don't know. I haven't looked into him. Has he been railing on China on Twitter? Like, is that his mission statement, that China's being unfair? And because if that's the case, then maybe I would buy more into it if that's his background. But if it's simply like, hey, I know this was a big thing way back when the season started, I'm just going to jump
might not
on this.
Be. He just might want to point out how hypocritical the NBA is.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He's performing. And I do what you do. He got to respond.
But guess what?
He got to respond.
Did you know who Senator Hawley was before this?
It doesn't matter. I'm not voting. I don't live in Missouri.
Yeah,
it doesn't help
you. Know.
But all of Missouri does. They're going, way to go.
They already knew
that's
who
our
he was.
Exactly.
That's our
the
guy.
Point. That's what I'm saying. The point was probably you could do that on Twitter anytime you wanted to. So, if you do that like this, I think he probably got the response he was hoping for.
And what NBA St. Louis fans did he piss off?
None.
Because there are no St. Louis fans.
That's what I'm saying. This was, I think that I don't understand the email to NBA people. Like, what, your constituents aren't in an NBA city. I don't know the, I understand if your opinion is to have this, then that's fine.
It's just
you can broadcast it on Twitter. I think the letter purpose is to get somebody to respond so they could say, wow.
Look at this.
These are what politicians on both sides do. This is, hey, look at me.
Politicians are
look at me
whipping people up.
And let's see what I can get done. And he got the response. Now, fortunately for the NBA, it didn't actually come directly from an NBA thing, but he can go after liberal ESPN because that falls in line with what he's looking for anyway. Because a liberal ESPN person, I don't even know Woj's voting thing, but he works for ESPN, so he's got to be liberal.
Oh, he is liberal. Well, he's an NBA writer. Of course he's got to be.
But he's also rich, so maybe he likes less taxes.
Well, he likes less taxes, but he also is, he's Team Jamel.
I don't know that about Woj.
Oh, yeah.
What do we know that he's Team Jamel?
Maria Taylor says, I'm Team Woj.
Do you think everybody who falls on that side of the political spectrum likes to be called Team Jamel?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. I do. You don't think AOC
thing,
wants to be
way.
Called Team Jamel? Yeah.
It's not even a thing.
I got news for you. Watching politics, and I don't watch a lot of it, but certainly I did this year during the election cycle for, you know, not the presidential election, but I don't think it's fair that even the Democrats want to be called Team AOC. There's a lot of them in there like, nope.
No. Not going to be behind
like
that.
You think Joe Biden?
I think there's a lot of Republicans saying, don't call me Team Trump.
Not right now.
No.
You think Joe Biden's like, loves the fact that the Republicans are like, he's letting the radical left run his campaign? But it's like, stop talking about
it. So he didn't pick AOC as his running mate?
No, he didn't, actually.
He didn't?
No. No, he didn't.
Mm. 757 ESPN 97.5 713 780-3776.
Alex says Dell's Mickey impression is hilarious. Yeah, all right.
See, someone gives me credit. You're a hater. That's what you are, Lance.
I noticed he added the. He's got the little at the end.
I've always had that.
That's the catch. All right.
What's this tag? What's this hashtag? I don't even want to look at it. It's got 20,600 tweets, and it just says hashtag piss baby.
Oh,
I don't even know if I want to.
I don't know what that means.
Click that, but here I go.
You should do it.
No, don't do it.
Oh, do it on the NFL's
computer.
Don't do it during
a break. Do it now. Ready? Go.
ESPN 97.5.